Listen, I want you to do something that our group routinely does. And you would think that if you came to my community group, which some of you do, that Mike just does all the deep teaching and you walk out of there on a cloud, that, man, Mike just was on fire tonight. The stuff that he said was incredible. And yeah, that's not true. Most of the stuff that gets said that's incredible in our group comes from other people. As I use this phrase to our group, it's time for us to teach each other. And that's what we're going to do right now as the first part of our lesson time. You've heard the scripture. It's about the angel Gabriel appearing to the young Mary, who could have been 13, 14, or 15 years old, a young girl down in that age group somewhere. And the reality is her encounter with that angel, and what the angel said to her and the way she responded. You heard Jerry just read it. We have had community groups all week of studying that. And now tonight we get to learn from it a little bit deeper. So I'm going to ask you to do this. Listen carefully. I'm going to ask you to find yourself with somebody else, not necessarily your husband or wife, with somebody else or with a third person. Again, Candlewood is challenged with counting. But what you need to do is find yourself seated or standing. It's a chance to go mobile. Pick somebody out across the room. Stand near somebody or sit with some people. Two or three maximum. Okay, everybody got that? Two or three maximum. Good. Okay, you caught it. Okay, it was pretty good. Well, Mom, nobody else got it but you guys, all right? So two or three maximum. I'm going to give you a minute to do that, and then we're going to go into our learning phase together. So again, take a few minutes and find that other person or persons. Okay, now that you found your group, this is not going to take a real long time, but I believe the strength of what we're doing is that we teach each other. And as the scripture was read, folks, you got impressions about what the scripture said to you. As you studied it this week at the community groups, impressions were made as the Holy Spirit was teaching you. So I'm going to give you just a couple of minutes to share with each other right now just a main challenge point, a main something that you saw in this scripture that just really stood out to you and you went, wow, that's pretty cool. Get and share that with each other right now for a couple of minutes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, the balcony people, that's what we're going to call them over there, the balcony people, need help. Okay, good. You can't imagine what they're doing to me out there. Okay, good. Listen up. And hold on to what you heard. It's going to come back in a couple minutes. You know, we've been talking a lot about the fact that Jesus has put us on missions where he strategically placed us. We use those terms very deliberately. And the fact of the matter is, as I talk to you right now, if you could go like that and God would move in somebody's heart and have them come to Christ, and I'll say this on the side, these are tough days to represent Christ. People who are working, even our culture will tell you, it's the hardest times they've had as far as bringing people to Christ. It's not happening like it happened 20 and 30 and 15 and 10 years ago. It's just not happening that way. But listen, as you're out there representing Christ, you obviously, I would say, have a burden. That term's a good one still. You have a real deep concern for somebody, so much so when you wake up at night, you even pray for them, because you desperately want to see them come to Jesus Christ. Everybody understand that? Here's what I'd like you to do in your group. No stories, no backstories, no coloration. I'd like you right now in your group to take just a minute and go around the group and share one name around the group of one of the people that you're burdened for. Here's your chance to do that with each other. So go ahead. Just go around and mention, not a last name, just a name, so that everybody hears it out of you. Okay, now, here's what I'd like you to do to wrap this up. Pick one person in your group to pray for the group as they represent Christ out there in our culture in a very hard place to be. Have one person in your group pray now for your group that you're together with. Go ahead and do that. And when you're done, move back to your seat. Listen, we took a couple of minutes just a little bit ago to share in those little groups as to what we were challenged by in the scripture. And I really believe we teach each other, and maybe the American model, Western model of coming to listen to the paid holy guy expound, there's some good teaching there. But just think of how much more the teaching would have meant if you heard it from other folks who are living a real life just like you, just like me. It means a lot to me. So I'm just going to give you a minute right now. You can put your hand in the air. I'll come by with the microphone. Let me put my mask back on for you. But if you want to share, just brief, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. This is an observation I heard. This is what I saw. This is what was really a wow factor from this text. All right, who wants to go first? Ed?
Well, we were discussing it. It's just a simple fact that she was 13 years old. The Lord dropped this bomb in her lap, and she went with very little questions and faith. There was a lot of faith in there.
Very good. That's pretty impactful. Okay, hand up. I'll even go out to the balcony, people, if need be. Hand up. I will find you. Hand up. Want to hear from you. Come on. Who likes to go next? Hand up. Here we go. Okay. If somebody doesn't raise their hand, I will speak for the next hour and a half. Okay. And I got stuff.
We wondered, how did Mary accept that declaration so easily? And we wondered, had she been taught from the Old Testament, that scripture in Isaiah, that a virgin will conceive? And we thought, well, who would have taught her? Because girls didn't go to rabbinical school. You know, they were home learning how to be housewives and mothers. But then we thought her cousin or Aunt Elizabeth was married to Zechariah, who was a priest, and maybe at dinner, you know, over family meals, she had heard this from whoever the relative, I don't know if he's her uncle or not, but something. So it's just kind of like, oh, maybe that's how she knew and was able to accept it. And maybe many young girls prayed that they would be the mother of the Messiah. You know, maybe they were brought up hoping that. I don't know.
That's pretty cool to think. This is a great passage. I'd hate to say that this is a pregnant passage of meaning, but it really is. But okay, good. Just me, huh? All right, good. Hand up. Observation from this text that really got to you. Something that was really neat about it. Anything?
Ed and I both agreed that we would have had a lot more questions than Mary had. It was remarkable how trusting she was, and she just accepted that because the angel said it and God said it, and so it's going to happen. We'd have been, well, how are you going to do this, and how are you going to do that? Well, what about when we get rejected? And yeah, we'd have been full of questions.
Ann, you want to meet me halfway here? Because we know it works from here.
We discussed about so many of the greats of the Bible and how flawed they were and rebellious in different parts of their lives, and that you never hear that about Mary throughout her whole life. She followed the will of God and was obedient to him.
Good. Good observation. Anybody else? Any other balcony people? Okay, just checking. I'll take one more, but if it's you, it's got to be really, really good. No pressure. I like that. Anybody else want to share? Okay. You know what? We talk about this young girl, but the truth of the matter is, and she was, from what we can tell from the Greek word, we can tell that she's 13, 14, 15, quite possibly 16, but not really. Usually girls under get used with this title of virgin here for this girl, Mary. And you might think this girl, Mary, was just a dummy girl being taught to do dishes and take care of her husband and family. But Beth alluded to something that might really have some legs to it. And that is the fact that she knew stuff. She knew a lot of stuff. And whether she knew this was exactly going to be the Savior or not, we're not sure. But she knew stuff. And you know how you know she knew stuff? You look a little bit further ahead. Because after she says, may it be to me as your word is said, and etc., a lot of people think at that juncture is when she got pregnant. Because a couple days later, she's with Elizabeth and she is pregnant. And the baby jumps inside of Elizabeth and there's all kinds of back and forth. And this uneducated, unschooled, unrabbinical girl, as far as her training, goes on to write Mary's, and you know the name of it? Magnificat. All right? Her psalm. Her prose. And you read through that, and I'm not sure today I could write that kind of stuff that she comes across with as she talks about the God of the universe. It's fantastic stuff. I want to do just two things with you today. And the first one comes, I'm going to just show you where I landed. I landed on verse 38, where Mary hears all this stuff, and she says this, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." First thing I want you to see that you need to think about and you're going to have to respond to in just a couple of minutes is this. She said, "I am the servant of the Lord," meaning very simply this, "I serve at your pleasure. I serve for your will. I serve for your purpose, for your plan. I serve for your glory. I serve for your kingdom. I am at your disposal. I am at your exclusive use in any way that matters to you. Do it." And I thought to myself all week long, even before this, I thought, would I be someone who could pray that way? Could I be somebody who on my knees says, "God, I am the servant of you"? And if you belong to Jesus Christ today, can you say that? Do you routinely say that to your Lord? "I am your servant. Not about me, it's about you. Whatever you want, I will be your servant for those purposes." Is that what's in the front mind, the front draw of your heart? First exercise I want you to respond to, and it's you and your heart. Would you bow your head with me right now? And would you pray this, if you feel it, would you pray this to God right now and say this, "God, I am your servant. God, I am your servant." Would you pray that right now in your heart? Go ahead and do that. "God, I am your servant." Amen. It's an important thing to reaffirm with him because it doesn't change him, but it changes your posture with him to keep you mindful of the fact that that's what you're here for, to serve him and not yourself. All right. Second thing I wanted you to see is an incredible statement out of this young lady. "Let it be to me according to your word." And I've been working on this for a few weeks and thinking about it, and what a statement. In fact, this "let it be to me according to your word" made me think of a lot of people in my life that I've run into. Listen, I know you haven't gone to sleep yet. I want you to hear this very carefully. I have for years run into a whole busload of believers, genuine people in Christ, who have done nothing but complain to me about the place that God has them in right now. They have grumped, they have complained, they've asked me to pray that God would get them out of this place to a better place, which they perceive, and some of them even think that God's punishing them for something they did before, meaning they did something before and they asked for forgiveness, but God is still punishing them for that. Along with that comes an idea with these folks, and this may be you, that a better day is coming. It's not right now. Right now really stinks. But a better day is coming. A better time is coming. And I'm just praying right now that God would lead me out of this mess and take me to that better place. And you know what? If this is describing you or somebody you know who's a believer, listen carefully. While all that's musing around and stewing around in your head, here's what's not happening. What's not happening is missing the fact that God has strategically placed you somewhere. No matter how you feel about that place, he has placed you there for his purpose and for his will to be his servant at that exact time. And you know what? It's missing the God purposes, and it goes even further. As that person is musing about all that, and you can't all see me real well from the balcony, but you're kind of putting your head down, and it's all about you. And you're asking people to pray for you, and it's all about you getting in a better situation. And that's all you've got your mind focused. And while that is going on, you're missing all the people and the situations around you that God has put you there for to touch them. But all you can think about is pray for me, and oh, woe is me, and what is the... God's punishing me. I've heard this over and over and over again. God just got me on an island. I've heard that. God's just, here's another phrase, heard this recently. God's got me parked right now, and I'm waiting for him to shift the gears and take me on into gear and take me somewhere. And unfortunately, if this is you, you're missing the opportunities that God is putting right in front of you to represent Jesus Christ. The growth points, the contacts, the people, the way you should be working in that situation is not taking place. You're not even noticing the who of the people around you, the who of what we just shared a little bit ago. Let me make a statement to you that maybe you haven't figured out yet from this text, but I know you know it. Mary has just been told that she's facing an unplanned pregnancy, an oops, a big oops, because in this culture, this is a horrible thing to do. And I went back and did some reading about, hey, a girl in this culture gets pregnant as a teenager out of wedlock. What happens to her? Oh, it's a list. It's a good list. Let me share some of the list with you, because I know that Mary knew other people in this situation, or she heard stories to keep the young people pure. She heard stories about the fact of other people that had unplanned pregnancies. Listen to this stuff. First of all, the marriage that she was going to have was off. It definitely would have been off. Joseph's first reaction was really a pretty good one, but by the way, he was going to put her away quietly. And you know what? In this society, if you weren't going to get married, ladies, you had no security financially or even protection physically unless you married the guy that was set for you to marry. There's embarrassment. There's humiliation. She would undoubtedly be sent away from this village where people, you think they talk now and do Facebook and all that stuff? These people talked all the time. Stuff rattled through them. They didn't need the electronics. They all communicated. And in fact, when Mary got pregnant, Mary's pregnant. Mary's pregnant. You mean Mary, the good girl, is pregnant? Mary, the good girl, is pregnant. That would have been on like fire. Mary would probably have been pushed away. Oh, by the way, that would have led to family shame. Dad, her mom, cousins, etc. People routinely around the house would be embarrassed because Mary was in their house and Mary got pregnant on their watch. There'd be public shame from the townspeople, and then there'd be punishment. Oh, by the way, light punishment, maybe being banished, but even greater punishment, because if the high priest was a real nasty kind of person, the high priest could have ordered her stoned, and the leaders of the area would have come together and stoned and killed her. And that went on because the high priest, then ego, the great ego of the high priest, look what I did. I took care of that scoundrel Mary who got pregnant. I weeded the cancer out of our neighborhood. And that would have been the attitude. And no matter what, if she didn't die and she went off and had this baby, it would follow her the rest of her life. Mary, the one that got pregnant out of marriage. Can you believe that she did that? And who is the guy that did that? That's what she was facing. There's a longer list than that, but that's good enough for right now. But Mary hears that she's going to be pregnant out of wedlock. And what happens then? She doesn't even think about it. She comes back with this. Let it be to me according to your word. A lot of the scholarly people think at that very statement, that's when one cell turned to two and two turned to four and four to eight and Jesus started forming within her. I don't know if that's true, and I just know a couple days later she is pregnant. And the fact is right there when she said from her heart, let it be to me according to your word. And you know what? I think you and I have to get to a point in our relationship with the Lord where we have that exact same attitude of may it be to me as you have said. May it be to me according to your word. And it might just be where you're at in life right now, which might be discontent and a little bit of a problem, a little bit of uncomfortable. You don't like physically the way you are. You don't like where you live. You don't like the people you're with. You don't like, you don't like, you don't like, you don't like. Maybe it's time to turn it around and say, Lord, let it be to me according to your word, as you use me as a servant in that situation. So with that challenge laid out, let me have a second prayer exercise. Would you bow your head with me? Can you pray the same heartfelt prayer, Mary? Can you pray, let it be to me according to your word, Lord? Can you do that? Lord, let it be to me according to your will for me. Could you pray that right now? And mean it from your heart to him. Our Father, you hear our prayers, you hear our hearts, and we thank you that we are your servants. And Father, we pray as a group, as Candlewood prays, that let it be to us according to your will and your word. For it's in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.